Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the 17th recording of the Tafsir of Juz Amm. And we're reading on page 147 in Surah At-Tariq, the 86th surah. And we'll be doing Surah Al-Buruj, the 85th surah. And they're, again, like yesterday, they're a little bit longer and so it'll take a little bit longer in the recording. We'll begin with the Fatiha. I'll recite Surah At-Tariq, and then we'll move on to what Sidi writes about it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فليحذر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وكيبوا كيدا فمهل الكافرين أخيلهم رويدا. Surah 86 was revealed in Mecca and consists of 17 verses in which the real Al-Haq says, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ, by the heaven and the shooting star. Allah Most High magnified the rank of the heaven to the creation because from it comes their sustenance and because He housed His angels in it. And in it He created paradise. So He swore by it and by the star Tariq. And the intended meaning is the general stars due to their benefit. And then He further pointed to their greatness when He continued, وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا Tariq. And what will make you understand what the star is? First He magnified its reality and swearing by it, and then further alluded to its exalted rank by expressing it as being beyond the complete comprehension of the creation. And so the knowledge of it must necessarily come from the all-knowing Creator. Then He explained it in His saying, Anajmu Thaqib, the piercing star. It is as if in its brightness it pierces the night with its light, and his preceding description of it as knocking, striking, tariq, is not apparent under the cover of night, because it knocks at the jinn, meaning it strikes it and burns it. It is also said that it refers to the well-known planet Saturn. Then Allah said, In kullu nafsi lama alaiha hafid. There is no soul but that it has a guardian over it. Meaning there is no soul without there being a guardian watcher over it. And it is Allah Most High, as he said in another place, and he is watchful over all things. He keeps record of its acts and keeps count of all it earns of good and bad. And he also said, and there are guardians over you. 82:12, 82:10. They protect you from the dangers and repel you from the harms, as Allah said. For each there are angels following one another before him and behind him who guard by the order of Allah. 13:11. And it is narrated in the statement of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has charged 160 angels to every believer to repel from him those harms he cannot defend himself against. As one of you repels the flies from honey. And had the human been left to his own protection for one blink of an eye, then the devils, the shayateen, would get to him and harm him. In summary, every soul has with it certain guardian angels who act by the command of Allah. Fal yanduril insanu mimma khuliq. Then let the human consider from what he was created. Allah ordered him to reflect upon his origin and give it its due right of reflection, until it becomes certain and evident to him that the one who is capable of creating him from substances that never smelled the scent of life is similarly able to recreate him after his earthly death. And for this reason, it's incumbent upon the human to prepare for his recreation on the day of resurrection by acquiring the beneficial good and conforming to the divine commands. And that he not give reason to his guardians to record anything but good for him. For if he becomes aware that there are guardians over him who protect him from harm, and at the same time record what good and evil he does, whether small or big, and that he was not created without a purpose, nor is he left alone, then let him consider his origins, that he may know he has a maker, namely Allah, and that he should devote himself in worship and gratitude to him, and not associate anyone alongside of him. So Allah says in explanation, خُلِقَ مِن مَّاءٍ دَافِقٍ يَخْرُجُ مِن بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ. He was created from an ejected fluid which emerges from between the lower back of the male and the chest of the female, meaning from the coming together of the erogenous zones and sexual organs of the male and female, this liquid is ejected and a fetus is then created. Innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir. Indeed, that same one is fully able to return him to life. Meaning the creator who created him from a drop of seminal fluid is fully capable of returning him to life after death. And this is a cogent rebuttal to the one who falsely claims there is no resurrection or final gathering. Yaum tubla sarair. When the secret parts of the human will be exposed and tested. On that day, whatever beliefs and intentions and hidden actions he hid deep in himself will be unveiled and exposed, and the good and bad of it will be made openly known. The secret parts referred to are the inward parts of the heart, Kalpa. So Allah is capable of resurrecting the humans on the day in which the secrets that the heart contains will be exposed. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And for him there is no power or supporter. He does not have any power to stave off the accounting or any supporter to save him from it. And know, my beloved, that Allah swore by the heart of the Gnostic, because it is a heaven for the sun of knowledge and the moon of secured faith and the star of knowledge of what strikes him of the divine inspirations and holy fragrant breezes. Then he extolled that star, Tariq, when he said, what will make you comprehend what the Tariq is? It's the piercing star. It's the star of knowledge which pierces through the darkness of ignorance. Either the ignorance of the laws of the Sharia or the realities, the Hakika. Over every soul there is a guardian, and that is Allah, for he watches over the outward and the inward. So in this he encourages us to be carefully watchful over our outward and our inward. So let the human look at what he was created from. In the domain of hikmah, from the point of view of his humanness, he was created from an ejected fluid which emerges from the urinating area and deposits in the urinating area. So when he reflects on this origin, he becomes humbled and broken down, and in this lies his honor and exaltedness. For whoever humbles himself, Allah elevates and exalts him. And in him also is a heavenly Holy Spirit. If he cares for it and tends to its purification, then he acquires the exalted honor of both worlds. It is narrated that whoever recognizes himself recognizes his Lord. From the point of view of his humanness, the human is terrestrial. And from the point of view of his spiritualness, he is celestial. He emerges from the unseen domains by the manifestation of his spirit, Ruh. He is able to return him. And so he becomes spiritual and celestial after he was physical and terrestrial. And it is on that day that the secrets are exposed by revealing whatever evil or ugly qualities it has, so that healing can fall on it. Otherwise, whoever does not expose himself does not find victory over it. So he has no strength in striving against it and exposing his faults to healing. And he has no supporter to support him with a victory against it, except Allah. And there is no resource of power or ability save in Allah. The real Most High goes on to say, by the sky which returns. This can refer to the rain which descends and returns every now and then. And by the earth which splits and cracks. This can refer to the earth as it cracks or splits open to reveal the plants and trees. So swearing by the sky and earth and characterizing the sky by returning and the earth by cleaving is for the purpose of confirming the truth of the Quran, which speaks of the resurrection, and using them as indicative proofs of when the earth is cleft as the graves open and their inhabitants return to the sky heaven whence they came. Innahu laqawlun fasl. It is a decisive speech. It, the Quran, is decisive in that it delineates the truth from the falsehood. Wa ma huwa bil hazl. And it is not in jest. There's nothing in it of jest, but only pure good and truth. Allah describes it this way so that it can be exalted in the hearts of people, and elevate its hearer and reciter, and humble the necks and minds of the stubborn rebels and obstinate disbelievers. Innahum yakiduna kaida. They plot plans. They refers to the disbelievers and stubborn rejectors of truth. They plot and plan in trying to falsify the truth and extinguish its light according to their means and capabilities. And yet Allah says, Waqidu kaida, and I plot plans. I counteract their plans with irresistible and unshakable plots of my own, and no one can undo my planning. So I lead them on to ruin in a way they cannot understand. So give the disbelievers respite. Do not attempt to think up ways to destroy them, and do not busy yourselves with revenge against them. Instead, busy yourself with Allah, and He will suffice you against them. Amhilhum ru'ara, for I grant them a slow and deliberate respite. For I encompass them from behind and encompass their plots, and am throwing back their plots to them, and they will receive no benefit from them. And know, my beloved, that the reality, the haqiqa, is a heaven, and the law, the sharia, is the earth. And the way, the tariqa, is a ladder between the two on which one ascends based on the law to the sky of realities. And whoever has no way, the tariqa, has no ascent. So Allah swore by the heaven of realities and the earth of the laws to confirm the truth of the Quran and its message. And he described the heaven of the haqiqa with return, because one returns to it during annihilation, fana. And he described the earth of the sharia with cleave, because it splits and reveals the knowledges and lights that it contains. And he described the Quran as decisive discrimination, because it discriminates and separates between the truth and the falsehood. So whoever seeks the truth without the Quran, he is misguided by Allah. So its reciter must be in a state of awe and humility when he recites, not allowing his recitation to mix with any jest or laugh. Then he ordered him to busy himself with Allah instead of them when he said, so give the disbelievers respite. One of the Gnostic knowers said, do not occupy yourself at all with what harms you, but rather occupy yourself with Allah, and He will repel it from you. For it is He Himself who moved the harm against you to try the truthfulness of your claims of attachment to Him. And many people have erred in this matter, for they become busy with the harm of the one who harmed them. And thus the harm remains with the sin of preoccupation from Allah. And had they instead returned to Allah in that state, He would have sufficed them their affair. O Allah, repel the harm from us, and do not busy us with anything besides You, and make our desire to be Your pleasure, for You are the hearing, You are the responder. Amen. Surah 85, Surah Al-Buruj. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-Samai Dhati Al-Buruj. Wal-Yawmi Al-Ma'ud. Wa-Shahidi Wa-Mashhud. كتل أصحاب المخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها تقود Wahum ala mayaf aluna ambaru mu'minina shuhud wama nakamu minhum illa ayu minu billahi lazizil hakihamid الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدي ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود دور الشيل مجيد فعلوا لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجمود فرعون وثمود بل الذين غفروا في تكذيب الله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ. صدق الله العظيم. سورة البروج was revealed in Makkah and consists of 22 verses. This surah serves as an admonishment to the obstinate believers, disbelievers, and a warning to the oppressors who oppress the believers while they call to Allah and help the cause of the deen. And it serves as a victory for the oppressed and suffering humans. So in it Allah says, وَسَمَاءِ ذَاتِ بُرُوجٍ, by the sky and its great constellations. This refers to the 12 zodiacal constellations. These are the mansions of the moon and the fixed stars. وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْدِ, and the promised day, which is the day of rising. وَشَاهِدَ وَمَشْهُودٍ, and the witnesser and the witnessed. On that day, the witnesser refers to all the creation that will witness that day. And the witness refers to those wonders and frights that will be seen. Or the witnesser can refer to the Prophet's community, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the witness can refer to the previous prophetic nations, because they will bear witness against them. Or the witnesser can refer to the Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, and the witness refers to his community as he says, and I was a witness against them while I remained among them. 5:117. Or it could refer to all the prophets and how they will bear witness against their communities. Or it is said that the witnesser refers to the guardian angels who witness the people they watch over, or because they bear witness against them on Judgment Day. And it is said that witnesser refers to the limbs, and the witnessed refers to their owner, the person. And it is said, witnesser refers to Allah and his angels and the possessors of knowledge, while the witnessed is the divine oneness and uniqueness, as he said. Allah and his angels and those of knowledge bear witness that there is no deity beside him. Where the witnesser can refer to the entire order of creation and the witnessed refers to the being of its creator and confirmed attributes such as life, power, and so on. Kutila Sha'bul Ukhudud. Perished are the people of the pit. He swore by all things to declare that the disbelievers of Quraysh are cursed, just as the people of the pit were cursed, who perished beforehand. By this he intends to strengthen the spirit and the morale of the believers and inspire them to be patient at the torture the disbelievers put them through, and to remind them of those preceding believing communities and what they went through, so that these believers can find comfort and strength in their example, knowing that these disbelievers are in the same danger as those previous communities, unless they repent. And the Ukhdud refers to the pit that they were thrown into, and a fire was kindled. An-nari dhatil waqud, of the fire fiercely burning, indicating the enormity of the fire and the height of its flames, and the great amount of firewood and human bodies of believers thrown into it. Yadum laiha kud, while they sit over it. They used to throw the believers into it and would sit in an elevated position above, watching them suffer in that torture. And for this reason, they were cursed. Wahum la ma yaf'aluna billu mu'minunina shuhud, while they witness all they do to the believers. They would give testimony before the king concerning each other that none of them was deficient in burning and torturing the believers. And it is also narrated that the torturers were locked in that pit of fire, and the believers were saved by Allah. وَمَا نَقْمُوا مِنْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ, whom they hate for no other reason than they believe in Allah, the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. He mentioned those qualities that make him worthy to be believed in, namely that he is inaccessible in might, all-knowing, that he is powerful, whose punishment is feared, who is praiseworthy and beneficent, who loves gratitude for his innumerable favors and whose reward is sought after. This is to show that this quality of faith, which they despise, is an immense quality with its awesome and majestic worth, and that whoever sought to show animosity towards the believer, then he is transgressing the proper limits and exceeds in oppression, and therefore deserves the punishment of Allah and his vengeance. Alladhi lahu mulku samawati wal ard, wallahu ala kulli shay'in shahid, to whom belongs the dominions of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is a witness over all things. Everything in the heavens and the earth must therefore devote themselves to him, their owner, and be humble before him. He threatens the oppressive disbelievers with a severe threat. He beholds all that they do and will recompense them for their actions. Innal ladhina fatanu al-mu'minina wal-mu'minati. Verily those who persecute the believing men and women. They, the owners of the pits, desired to force them to leave their faith of divine oneness. This warning applies to all oppressive enemies of humanity who put them through suffering and spread corruption and evil in the lands. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْأَحْرِيقِ. And therefore do not repent. Hell's suffering awaits them, and the torment of the fire awaits them. And therefore those among the oppressors who do not repent and abandon their oppression of others and instead do good, and for them there awaits the torments of hell's fire in the afterlife, due to their willful rejection of the truth and oppression and corruption, Also, they will have a punishment in this world, such as sickness, which has no treatment, or any other kind of punishment in this life before their death, as a recompense for what they did, and as a sign that in the hereafter they will be punished in a fire that will burn them. And know, my beloved, that the heaven of constellations is the heaven of realities, which contains the stopping stations that the voyager, the salik, stops at in his striving and ascending from the earth of laws, such as the station of repentance, then patience, then scrupulousness and detachment and reliance, then contentment and deep submission and watchfulness, muraqaba, and then contemplative witnessing, mushahada. And the promised day is the greater opening of illumination, fath. And it is the moment of exiting from witnessing the creation to the witnessing of the Creator. And the witnesser is the one who witnesses and beholds the essence of the real, and the witnessed is the immensity of the sublime essence and its secrets and lights. And be certain in knowing that the witnesser is the witnessed, who beholds himself by himself, for in reality, none can see him, nor does one see him besides him. Also, the witnesser reveals himself in the quality of his beauty, and the witnessed is the heart of the Gnostics, so that they witness him in the quality of his manifestation. The witnessed becoming the witnesser in the quality of the theophany. Also, the witnesser can refer to the hearts of the lovers, and the witnessed is the meeting with him, their beloved. In the end, he is their witnesser and their witnessed, so he witnesses the Gnostic, and the Gnostic witnesses him. Perish the guardians of the pits. They are those who restrain others from the way of the truth, wherever and whenever they are, and torture the people who direct themselves to Allah. They only despise them because they sought the perfection of their own faith and realization and certitude. And those who persecute the people of faith and then do not repent, for them there is the punishment of distance and many types of worldly punishment. And they have the punishment of the burning fire of avidity and toil and fear and grief forever. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. Indeed, those who believe and work righteous deeds shall have for them gardens through which running waters flow. That triumph is the most great. Those who are assiduous and persevere in their faith and do righteous, wholesome deeds, there will be gardens for them through which rivers flow, and they will have all they wish for. And this is the ultimate triumph, next to which this world and all that it contains shrinks to nothingness, because that world will have everlasting bliss and safety from every evil and every harm. Inna batsha rabbika illashadida, lashadida. Verily, your Lord's grip is exceedingly strong. This refers to the grip that Allah will take the overbearing oppressors with and punish them for the evil they committed. Innahu huwa yubdiu wa yu'id. He originates and renews. Besides referring to creation in general, that he originates and then renews it, it also corroborates his earlier statement of his severe grip. For this can also point to his first severe grip of punishment for the disbelievers in this world and his renewing it in the next world. Wa huwa al-ghafur al-wadud, and he is the frequently forgiving and the loving. He covers the shameful acts and forgives the sins of those who repent and believe and do righteous acts and then come to guidance. 2082. He loves his friends, his awliya, and treats those who obey him like the lover treats his beloved. He grants them what they seek. Dur Arshi Majid, the possessor of the sublime throne of almightiness, 85:15. He created it and owns it, and his authority is awesome in its scope. He is immense in his essence, for he is necessarily existent and complete in power. Fa'alul limarid, the doer of whatever he wills. The wills of his servants are not outside nor contradictory to his encompassing, solely active will. Halataka hadithu junud fir'aun wa thamud. Has news of the hosts come to you, those of Pharaoh and Thamud? The news of the sinful armies and transgressing nations such as Pharaoh and Thamud? Baliladina kafaru fi takdib. And yet they who reject the truth are persistent in denying it. They remain in their state in acts of oppression, disbelief, misguidance, and corruption. Allahu mi waraihim muhit. And Allah encompasses them from behind them. He knows their states and is in full control over them. From his punishment, they will not be saved because he is capable over them and encompasses them. Barhua Quranum Majid. No, but this recitation is sublime. This recitation which they reject is noble and gathers in it all the previous revelations in total. In it lies the rectification of the creation and the Khalifa, if they follow it, and a confirmation of the truth which Allah wills to be known. Fi lawhim mahfuz, in a tablet well preserved. He guards it from every attacking devil, and falsehood cannot approach it. Quran 41:41-2. And know, my beloved, that those who have faith based on certainty and witnessing, and do righteous, wholesome deeds with the hands of their hearts and spirits and secrets, as in the inward action, then for them there are gardens and of gnosis in which rivers of knowledge and wisdom flow in abundance. That indeed is the greater triumph and the greater happiness. Your Lord's grip of those who reject and cast away the elect slaves of Allah is severe, and they are under a thick veil of heavy grief and a tormentful accounting. He originates the veil for the veiled and returns the witnessing to the Gnostics. He is forgiving of those who repent and direct themselves to him, and loving to those who walk to him and love him. He of the throne, meaning the possessor of complete authority over the higher and lower worlds, and he described himself as having brought the throne into being, then described himself as having honor and glory and transcendence with the name Majid, glorious and noble. Thus he teaches us that he was without a place, and he is now without a place, for his majesty and beauty are exalted above being confined, and above being confined in a place, or in need of causal and contingent existentiation in time. And the throne could refer to the heart of the Gnostic on which is set the authority of the All-Merciful. As it says in the narration, that the heart of the Gnostic believer is the throne of the All-Merciful. He does what he wills. He brings the far near and sends the near far. And had he willed to make the masters of the spirits to be the masters of the selves, he could do that and would do so for a just reason. And if he willed the opposite, then similarly he could do it, and it would be just. For this reason, the Gnostic is always in a state of essential need and finds his only repose in Allah. Has the news of the armies of the selves reached you? those that fight against the spirit and fall to the lowest levels in their denial of the whole truth, so they do not discriminate between the spirit and the self, nor between gatheredness and separation, and Allah encompasses them from behind so that they do not see. Nothing escapes him, for he encompasses everything in his essence, in his qualities, and acts. Indeed, he is the one who inspires the meanings of the glorious Quran to the limpid secrets and pure spirits, from a tablet preserved from incoming thoughts and suggestions of darkness. And this preserved tablet is the heart of the Gnostic knower by Allah. And Allah is the one sought after for help, and he is my sufficiency, and excellent trustee. Sadaqallahu alim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin rahmanir rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.